This is open session of the board on March 25th, 2024 at 5:15 p.m.
As for our board meeting today, we excuse Member Hutchinson and Member Sterling will be coming shortly. So with that, we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Member Staley.
Do we have everybody please stand? Repeat the pledge after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Member Staley. All right, we're going to just move into our public hearing. So we're going to talk about our spend plans, and then we'll open our public hearing. Looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
This on?
There
yes,
we go. Yes, now you are.
All right. So this is our second hearing on our school fee schedules. We've made a couple, one major change from our last review of the fee schedule. So after we had public input, and then we went and met with principals, high school principals, met with the some teachers of the co-curricular activities, then met with principals again, and then had several other conversations, and then met with the board and had conversations. So we've had a lot of conversations going about this, but what we've done is we've added one additional fee to the fee schedule, and that's the way we need to look at it, is it's an additional fee that can be charged once every 3 years by a program, okay? And so for co-curricular activities, they have their regular co-curricular camps and trips, but now every third year they would have an additional out-of-state trip fee of $650 they could charge. So they'd be able to put that on their spend plan once every 3 years. I brought this back, talked to the principals about it after I talked to the teachers and the board, and they felt very comfortable with it. Some of them went back and talked to some of their teachers just to make sure this wasn't going to cause problems for some of our lower demographic schools, and I was assured that was not the case, that they would be able to make things work just fine.
Which is kind of the key, the critical part, yeah, is that it works across the board for all of
correct
the schools. I mean, so those some of the schools really, really wanted it, and they can do it.
Yeah.
Other schools have told us they'll probably never charge it,
yeah,
and they will still carry on a wonderful program without it. But
correct,
at least that's a choice.
Correct. They said they can do theirs. They'll do some fundraising. They'll do some other things and won't put it in as a fee. And that's what they'd rather do because of the demographics of their school.
And I appreciated that the schools that it's an up to amount. So kind of like
correct
Member Segmiller said, that they don't have to charge that full $650. If their program is only going to cost them $200 to run, then for that out-of-state trip to Flagstaff or wherever it is, they
correct
can accommodate it to their program. So I
correct
appreciate that.
Correct. Now, I just want to make sure everybody is aware, this does not limit out-of-state trips to every 3 years.
Right.
This limits this fee to every 3 years. So they could still do, according to board policy, an out-of-state trip once a year per
mm-hmm
program if they go through and get approval for that. But that would have to either be fundraised for or come out of the $350 yearly
right
camp fee.
It could maybe be Flagstaff and maybe not be
correct.
Yeah. Right.
It could be maybe a smaller trip or something
right
else like that. Okay. Any questions?
I had a couple of other questions, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering on our sorry, let me just switch over to this note page. So one of the questions that I had is with our so on, you can see on there that we have F extracurricular clubs.
Correct.
But it doesn't list any like hotels or travel for some of those curricular clubs.
Correct.
And as we've talked in the past, was my understanding clubs like DECA and other things like that would fall under that F. Is that correct?
Okay, so yes, that's where they fall.
Okay.
But what happens is those clubs have different competitions, is what you're talking about.
Yes.
So you don't have to participate in the competitions to be part of the club, and that's not part of what the club's about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the club is about, they meet after school, they do some other things like that. Some people may choose to participate in a competition and other things. They usually pay those fees themselves, okay? They don't even have to run those through the school. And so, I mean, you can go up to FBLA or DECA or FFA or any of those, and you can go up there and participate as an individual and represent your school.
Okay.
But that's why it's not on the fee schedule, is because doesn't qualify as a fee.
So the schools that hold those classes, hold that club as a class, because a lot of them have it as a class, a DECA class or a National Honor Society class or whatever. So then does it fall into co-curricular?
Yeah, that would fall under co-curricular. I was not aware they were having that as a class. This is for curricular clubs.
Yes.
And a curricular club, all that is it's a club that the school district has sponsored the club.
Okay.
Versus a non-curricular club, which is the students has come forward and said, we want to run the club. That's the difference between a curricular and a non-curricular. But my understanding, as I talked to people, is that there were not specifically classes for that. You might have an accounting class, but that a lot of the students are members of FBLA, but that doesn't mean that that's an FBLA class. Or you're going to have a lot of your ag students are taking a lot of different ag classes,
okay,
and they're going to be in FFA. Okay, you have kids that are taking different foods classes or a sewing class or something else like that. That's a foods class or a sewing class that falls under CTE, Career and Technology Education.
Okay.
That's not FHA.
So as long as it is part of this part of the curricular clubs, then they're okay to, because how it's been run in the past, those competitions and things run through the school, pay through school fees for this state competition or for this regional competition or whatever.
Yeah.
But it now should be separate, and it should pay.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's not necessarily, it's not a school act, or it doesn't fall, my understanding is it doesn't fall under school fees for curricular clubs.
Okay.
Because that's not part of the guaranteed educational program that we're running as a school district.
Okay. So we might need to clean a little bit of that up.
Okay,
then
we'll work on that.
One other thing that I had a concern about is with our extracurricular activities and things, we often see different programs say, go to this website and buy your shirt and shorts or your uniform or this or that. And then it doesn't run through our school district through the account for logging how much their school fees are, accounting for school waivers. And I just am concerned that maybe we should do a little more training on that or help them understand. I know you've trained over and over. We've had this conversation plenty of times.
Yeah. So two things. The first is if anybody has ever asked to cut a check to not the school for a school activity, don't do that. Let us know.
Okay.
Okay.
You mean parents.
Parents.
Correct. Correct.
To pay at the office or to send a payment to the office.
Correct. Okay. We should never ask somebody to be paying someone else. Okay.
To order now, something somewhere else.
Correct. Especially uniform or everything else like that. And I've actually sat down with some coaches and some principals and explained you can't do this.
Okay.
So I have had those conversations in the past. Probably will continue to have conversations in the future, but we are working on training very heavily on that. The second part is we are working on our booster club contracts and trying to actually make them more the same across mm-hmm. the district. And so I've already met with the high school principals once on this, and we're going to be talking about it again. We're working on what those contracts should be look like and everything else, and we're going to be running it past some legal counsel to make sure they feel like it meets the arm's length transaction rules and that we have what we need in there. You know, some of the concerns that we heard were that there's some of them that they don't get a check until the end of the year, and they've been doing all these things all year long, and then they look at the check and the check seems smaller than it should be, and I'm like, well, first of all, they need to be paying regularly, and then you should have the right to be able to audit those books as they're coming in. If you're supposed to be getting a percentage of the revenue, you have the right to see that, what they brought in and where it went and everything else like that. So we're going to be making sure that those are included in those contracts moving forward. Okay. And I think as we get those things cleaned up, it's also going to help with this, because people are going to be looking at the contract going, oh, I guess I can't do that.
Okay.
And I'm afraid there's a few I guess we can't do that's, yeah. That we're probably going to discover. I've been hearing more and more about certain vendors and relationships with our high school with vendors, and Craig Hammer probably know a lot more about this than I do, about how we get associated, and we're a Nike school. I didn't know that we were an NCAA institution when I find out that our high schools are a Nike school.
Yeah.
And the stuff that goes through to make that happen and the cost that people are paying. So I'm afraid there's to clean up.
Yeah.
To clean
Continuous
up.
Training
yes,
is what.
Very much so.
I appreciate the training that has transpired thus far, but just continue to be vigilant as we always do. So thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
Any other questions, board? Okay. Thanks, Brent. We will go ahead and open this public hearing for the 24-25 school spend plans and school fee schedule. We've had a couple people sign up to address the board. I just want to remind you that you have 3 minutes to address the board, and it's a hearing, so we're listening, but it's not a discussion back and forth. So with that, I will invite, I don't have a timer. Would you? Time, Craig?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
My little timer friend is not here today, right now. So our first speaker, or first person that signed up is Greg Walker. If you'll come up and state your name for the record, and we'll go ahead and start.
Thank you. My name's Greg Walker. I'm a parent of one student who's in the Desert Hills Cone site, and I've had four graduate. I've been grateful for the work of the school board in the past, and everything that's been done, the educational opportunities that have been provided to my kids. They've all been involved in the music program and have benefited from it greatly. And I'm here today to express my gratitude for you all for working, you and your staff for working with parents to listen to input and to encourage the spend plan and the fee schedule that's been presented today to be passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Next is Calla Bakeridge. How do you say it?
Biker. She's one of mine.
I'm like, I know him from Mount Biking, but I don't know how to say it. How do you say it? How do you say your last
Bykirk.
Name? Bykirk.
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Calla Bykirk. I'm an orchestra student at Desert Hills High School.
Don't cut into her time, Burke.
I want to tell you a little bit about the experience I had on our out-of-state trip a couple years ago.
Yeah, perfect.
On our out-of-state trip a couple years ago, in the professional recording studio, we were given music and headphones, and after we practiced as a group for a couple minutes, we recorded for the first time, and then we got to see our recording put behind film, and it was so inspiring to be able to see our work, to like that we could create this. And since then, I've taken every opportunity to play in pit orchestras, watch pit orchestras, and I'm considering auditioning for TuaCon in the coming years. And I just want to say thank you for considering this fee schedule, and I will ask you to approve it so that other students can have the same opportunities that I've had.
Thank you. I'm sorry. What do you play?
Cello.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, Becky Schleicher. Schleicher. I am slaughtering names today. I'm so sorry. Welcome.
So Schleicher works too. I will answer to anything. Well, most things. I didn't mean to leave that wide open. But first, thank you so much for all that you guys do. I'm I'm a parent of five kids, four of which are in music programs in the school district, and it has literally changed their lives and my life, and for the better. And I have been busy at home, so I'm starting to get a little more involved now that my kids are getting a little bit older. So I've been learning along the way, most especially these last few weeks, about the fees and how the proposals work and everything. And I still have a lot to learn, but from what I could see tonight, I feel like the proposal that you had up looks pretty wonderful, and I like what Mr. Siegmiller said. Did I say that right? Siegmiller?
Yes.
That it's you're just giving parents the option and opening that up for them, and the other, you know, whatever, each school is going to have their own way of doing things, and so I think that's wonderful that you can have those options available. And so, yeah, thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, with that, I will close the public hearing. We appreciate you guys being here and taking the time to speak and being involved in schools. We appreciate it. It makes a huge difference. So, board, any further questions or comments at this point?
No, it's been a really good process. Kind of lengthy and laborious, but really, really good. And so thank you for your input, because I feel like we're a lot closer to getting it right for everybody, mm-hmm. for all the students at Desert Hills or Pineview or Dixie or wherever, yeah. that each of the programs can make it work. And that's because of your input and lots of hard work by Brent and by the staff and even by us. So,
and I agree. And I like the idea that each school can personalize it. And it doesn't have to be money spent, but can be if they want it. So it's up to, and I think each school is different. So I appreciate that. And I am feeling pretty comfortable with it now.
Good.
So what I want to say is, did everybody make note that we had a public hearing where three people said, thank you, I just love that. Because I think our idea was to listen to you.
Yep.
I want you to know, our original idea was to not have parents go broke, right? We see that. But when we saw the passion and we said, look, things cost this and this is important to us, and it was never a balance between athletics and music. There are kind of two different things. They're seasonal and they're year-long, all these kind of things. But I think you saw the process work. You came the first time, we listened, and having just been on the board, we're just starting our second year, Annette and I, that's what this group does. This is a pretty good group. We see boards from the whole state. This is a pretty good group of folks that will listen, and we all love the school. It has been really an honor to be on here, and so that's what we'll try to do. So thank you for coming in and saying thanks for listening, and we love the idea, and also having a great Pineview person over here that's been so involved in music for so many years. I know they know what they're going to do, and this fits in their plan, and what Desert Hills wants to do, this fits in your plan, and so that was our goal. So thank you.
I would just comment quickly that I appreciate Mr. Bills and his team and Sherry and particularly Mandy Peck, and then all the finance secretaries at the schools who put together these spend plans and spend hours and hours working on them throughout the year. So we appreciate you, Brent, and your team. And if you'll make sure and tell Mandy thank you as well, we appreciate her and all of her work. So with that, I'll take a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the 2024-2025 school spend plans and school fee schedules as presented today.
I'll second that.
A motion by Member Staley and a second by Member Simmons. All in favor of approving the spend plans as approved, as presented today, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion is approved and carries. Thank you. We're going to
move into the other workroom for the next part for our enrollment updates and plans. So we just, again, thank you guys for being here and appreciate the time. So thank you.
Half the time I'm like, oh, we don't have the time to add. We get it.